Besides my father, who is now 70, turned 70, I guess, last year. So he'll be 71 this year. Finally broke down and got himself a gardener. And he says he loves it now. He's tired of doing all the yard work for years and years and years. So,
Plus, big fatty. He doesn't fool around. He hires a gardener, and they do everything for Big Fatty. Now,
this could be an excellent question for his call-in program.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
70, I guess, last year. So he'll be 71 this year.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2204 of the BFO right? The 8th of July, 2016, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I really got nothing. I got nothing. Big Fatty, this is going to be a train wreck. Hello, sweaters. Big Fatty, are we putting on a sweater? Like a camisole? No, not that kind of sweater. I think that's called a jumper, where the little Aussie battler is. Yes, Big Fatty. You're sweet. Y'all, it's going to be 100 degrees. 100 degrees in Charleston today. And I'm just going natter for 20 minutes. Big Fatty. That has disaster written all over it. It does. And y'all, if I don't make any sense today, it's the heat. It's the heat. Big Fatty, thank goodness it's hot outside, because you at least you can try to pull that off. But normally, no, it's not the heat. It's you. I tell you what. The one thing... that I do have, that I do want to talk... Okay, I understand y'all don't like the death zone, but y'all go over there in the corner. I'll take it. Big Fatty, do you think it might be bigger calling with some jokes? I don't know, but we'll see. Hello?
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Christina, the number 3 fan of the BFO, and I am calling with the West Coast update. First off, I would like to apologize to listeners because I have failed in my objective to do this every week. Life had gotten in the way. So let's do a very quick recap of the sports puck. The San Jose Sharks did not win the trophy. The honor went to the Pittsburgh Penguins. In sports ball news, the Golden State Warriors did not win the championship trophy. That honor went to some team in Ohio or something. We don't really care. In West Coast welcome news, we would all like to extend a big welcome to the Mean Teen, who is now officially a West Coaster. Yay! And also to his puppy, Pacha, who is welcome as well, because we love the doggies. In local PD news, my local police department has issued a warning to motorists if you drive a certain stretch of a certain highway because someone is apparently shooting at cars. I guess this should be part of our gun control news, too, because someone is shooting at cars on the freeway in my town. So far, no one has been injured or killed. Mostly it's just damage to cars, so whoever they are, they're a bad shot on top of being batshit crazy. And I'm trying to think of what else, but right now it's just been pretty much quiet. Oh, in personal news, I will be testing this Friday, July 8th, for my placement test for college because I am a student again, and I don't remember if I mentioned that or not, and I will be starting classes in the fall. And I'm very excited about it, but I'm very nervous that I'm going to have to take tests again because I'm too old for this shit. But, you know, that's how it works. Anyways, that's pretty much all that's going on. So I hope you're having a good week, and we love you guys. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, Big Fatty, thank goodness she called. You need the content. It's true, I do need the content. Christina, thank Thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And lots of catch up there. You probably put most people to sleep with those sports ball stories, though. Yes, Big Fatty, except for Mean Keen. It's true. Because you know Mean Keen, he loves the sports ball. Let's see. What else did you mention? Is something about people getting shot? Y'all, this, what is it? Has the world gone crazy? Everybody just shooting everybody? I just don't understand it. I just don't understand it. And the last thing that you mentioned is you're going back to school to get your degree. And Christina, you had mentioned this before, but I want to reiterate that I'm so proud of you, because that is not an easy thing to do. And I can assure you, Big Fatty, why don't you go back to school once you retire? Well, I can tell you why, because I don't remember shit now. Oh, y'all, that is a garden solid. I don't remember shit now. There's no way. There's no way I could be prepared for a quiz. No, Big Fatty, you could not be prepared for a quiz. But, Christina, once again, thank you so much for calling, and good luck on your quiz, your preparation exam, or your admitting that, well, Big Fatty, you don't even remember what it's called. I don't. So I know there's a test. But good luck on your test today. Yes, Big Fatty. You forget that Friday starts the weekend and doesn't end it. Well, yeah, you're right. I usually play that as the weekend recap. But y'all, I found on my cellular telephonic device the notes that I made about when Durwood and Granny and I were in the Fort Lauderdale. And y'all, there's just a couple of things on here, and I do remember what these are all about. And, you know, just take a minute. Okay, Big Fatty, we'll let you slide this time. But y'all, these all have to, y'all, we went to the Lester's Diner. Remember, we had Patty and Georgianne there, and I don't remember what Granny called Georgianne, but y'all, it was Patty. I think it was Patty Bacon. I'm not 100%. Big Fatty, she hadn't sent us a letter in a while. It's true, she hadn't. I don't know that she loves us, but y'all, as the weekend progressed, while we were down there in Fort Lauderdale, y'all, Granny has a way with people, and y'all, the longer you are around him, the more feeble-minded you become. Big Fatty, and y'all, I'm telling these, I'm just going to go ahead and tell these stories, because y'all, they're evergreen stories. Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? That means that they're timeless. They're just timeless. Okay. Anyway, y'all, as the weekend progressed, y'all, you know, Durwood was staying with Granny. They were cohabitating, as they say. And y'all, as the weekend progressed, Durwood became more and more like Granny. And y'all, by the time we got on the aerial plano to come back to Charleston, y'all, we were calling Durwood Granny D. Granny D! And y'all, anyway, but y'all, a couple of stories about going to the Lester's Diner. Y'all, we were in there, and y'all, I had on a Nasty Pig t-shirt, and I went, oh my lord, I can't go in here wearing this. And you know, we decided, oh yeah, you can. They've seen it all there, I'm sure. And so y'all, I sat with my back against the booth. It was the end booth, and it was, you know, how they have a higher little piece on the end of the booth. So I sat with my back to that, so nobody could read the Nasty Pig. But y'all, it really wouldn't matter, because y'all, we were sitting there, and Durwood starts giggling, and I went, "Well, what's so funny?" He says, "That guy that just walked in here, shirt said, I'm straight, but $20 is $20." Big Fatty. I loved it. $20 is I'm straight, but $20 is $20, you know, so be Fanny. And y'all, then the last thing I'll mention to you, you know, Big Fatty makes it quite clear that he doesn't remember shit anymore. But y'all went in one evening, and Granny decided he wanted some stuffed mushrooms for an appetizer. Y'all, even though they bring you so much food you can't eat it, he had to have an appetizer. So, y'all, they bring the stuffed mushrooms, and Durwood samples it, and I sample it, and Granny kind of picked at it, and we said, what's the matter, Granny? Do you not like it? He goes, oh, it tastes like dishwater. I went, dishwater? And we couldn't figure out what the hell he was talking about. Y'all, the very next day, we went back in there, and Durwood decided he was going to have a little appetizer. He got some sort of, I don't know what it was, some sort of cheese plate or something like that. I don't know what it was. But Granny says, oh, bring me an order of those stuffed mushrooms. And Durwood and I looked at each other and went, did he really just order the stuffed mushrooms again? And y'all, Patty walked away, and we said, Granny, you didn't like them yesterday when you ordered them. Oh, I forgot. They tasted like, well, maybe they'll be better today. And so, y'all, it's just sad. It's just sad. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, there may be other stories about Fort Lauderdale, but that's about all I can remember. Big Fatty, I'm surprised you remember that much. Yeah, I guess y'all, and we'll close out the week. Big Fatty, did we not have any celebrations of exiting the birth? No, y'all, evidently. Let's see, July, August, September. Y'all, evidently, October. There's not a whole lot of fucking that goes in October, is all I got to say. Anyway. Big Fatty, maybe I ought to cut back on the solid. Maybe so. I thought I'd close out the week. Y'all, you know my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob. He asks me all those questions about the gaydar and everything, and y'all, after I answered them, he says, oh my, I tell you what, I'll stick to just asking you what's your favorite color. So there you have it, and y'all. Then after I read the my Von's East grocery receipt, he sends me a he's now my straight boyfriend and nutritionist. He says it appears you're eating a lot of empty carbs these days, and I said yes, guilty as charged, and. He says, and was giving me advice about eating oat muffins or something like that. And y'all, I understand it. Sometimes it's just, sometimes it's just easier to just eat a little bit less of everything. Y'all, by the way, in the summertime, do you find that you're just not as hungry? I'm not as hungry. Well, anyway, y'all, I find myself in this predicament each year where it's just too hot to eat. It's just too hot to eat. So, Big Fatty, maybe you could have some ice cream. Oh, that sounds delicious. Just delicious. No big surprises for Big Fatty on the Big Brother app last night. Yeah, Big Fatty, are there spoilers? Of course there's spoilers. Paulie took... Paul off the chopping block, and he put what's his name? Ricardo? What's his name? Well, the Latino guy. What's his name? Ricardo? Ricky? No, Big Fatty. I don't know what his name is. He put him up there, and evidently he's going home. But y'all, they're getting mad. They're getting mad at some of the old timers in there. Let's just see if I can pull up the Big Brother thing here, and it's it doesn't say anything. What is his name? What, I don't know. Cast members. Let's just see what his name is. Big Fatty Ricardo Victor. What's the difference? Then let's see, what else have I got to tell you about? Y'all, a little bit of sad news that I read on the NO2 of the Twitty today. Y'all, you know that Georgian Atlanta. Y'all, he does his little show live on Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. in the morning Eastern. Big Fatty. Y'all, his puppy dog, Miss Annie, passed away. Now, I don't know exactly when it happened, but it was just posted. I only saw it today, so I'm not sure when it happened. So it may have been on Hump Day night or whenever. But y'all, I know George is sad, and we send out big old virtual bear hugs to him in his time of grieving. But you know, and I know George will agree with this also, that Miss Annie was Cinderella, and she had her Prince Charming in George. And I tell you what, Prince Charming kept a glass slipper on all four of her feet. Miss Annie could she ruled the roost, y'all, and she had a charmed life and quite a Prince Charming to take care of her too. And anyway, and you know, Miss Annie, y'all, with me, I think it's hard for pets sometimes when they're living inside and they can't go outside on their own and everything. But, you know, sometimes that's just the way life is. And I think they like the socialization and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, maybe that's why they go batshit crazy when you come home. Big Fatty! Y'all keep George in your thoughts. George has said that when Miss Annie went to glory, that he probably would not get another puppy dog. And, you know, you've got to respect those wishes. But, you know, who knows what time will bring. So there's that. What is this? Big Fatty, it's something your mother sent you. This is something about old people. Well, Big Fatty, you don't have time to read that. Y'all, I do have time for one of these things, though. Y'all, it says here here are the six best doctors in the world. Number one is sunlight. Number two is rest. Number three, exercise. Number four, diet. Number five, self-confidence. And number six, friends. Big Fatty, You do all right on those. This is much better than the old gal. She's got you beat on rest. That's for damn sure. And the diet. Well, I mean, she has a substantial diet. That's for sure. And she self confident. Well, exercise. No sunlight. No. She's got lots of friends. Yes, Big Betty, you're gonna get in trouble. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Y'all remember, the Turnip Head and the Urban Guy T.O. are going to be doing the Underpants Show live, Saturday night. At least they were planning on it. We'll see if they actually do it or not. So y'all go over there to Pride 48 and check it out. Yes, Big Fatty. And you know the old gal, she'll get a show out. Tweet me a question, Big Fatty. Speaking of the old gal, Dr. Stone, y'all, that was the kid from Lotzel at the beginning of today's little show, talking about Big Fatty's gardener who just happened to come today. And Dr. Stone, anything you got to say about the old gal?
70, I guess, last year, so he'll be 71 this year.
Maybe you do have the numbers right. I think you do.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.